This is Willie Terry, your Roman Labor correspondent for the WOOC radio. And I'm here today with Ms. Tuma Chambers, who's a professor at Hudson Valley Community College. And how you doing, Ms. Chambers?
Oh, very good, thank you.
All right. And I do want to say that I was a student of Ms. Chambers, and I didn't go there this year because of the COVID. Ms. Chambers is doing a Black History Month project. Ms. Chambers, tell me some about that project.
Okay, well, Willie, I'm really excited to share the information about the project. Of course, Black History Month and Kwanzaa, you know, like the celebration, certainly of the many accomplishments of African Americans that have been either denied or pretty much not taken seriously or stolen. And so consequently, it's really great to share about Kwanzaa and the connection, and I think that that's really important, the connection with Black History Month. And also I highlight the program with one of my favorite characters, and that is with the Black Panther, which I explain in the video, because some people would say, why would a cartoon character really have that kind of influence? So, and just to back it up a little bit, I start out with, of course, Dr. Martin Luther King. And with Dr. King, as I talk about the three evils and how we continue to overcome those according to all the things that he had contributed and fought for. And then I just segue right into Dr. Milana Karanga, the founder of Kwanzaa, and why that's so important, because we need to practice his comments and the structure that he has for Kwanzaa for the entire year, not just for the holiday or around Christmas. And so that's equally important. And then, of course, the beauty of Bozeman, who died too soon, unfortunately. And I always say, "What rest in power, rest in peace." And what he was able to do with that movie certainly was to enlighten African Americans who do not know or understand their history and the larger society. He was, because of that video, and others have written about it and the obituaries and so forth, he brought many African Americans to understand and be proud of their culture. Forget about a lot of the naysayers and the information that they say about Africa instead of the beauty of Africa. And so those things are really important to note. And even now, when at one point where Black movies allegedly wouldn't sell and they weren't getting the same kind of opportunities as other films had received, he shattered that whole setting. He shattered it to the extent with Black Panther, which becomes one of, if not the largest money earning video of all time. Mm-hmm. Here and the U.S., of course, and consequently, globally as well.
You mean the movie?
Yeah, the movie. So that really opened the eyes of many individuals, and specifically as an educator with students, Black and brown students. They have an opportunity now to really reflect upon themselves through the superhero that he played. And he will always be, and here in America, their king. And so from the educational point of view, it was really exciting for them to be able to see Bozeman, this activist, an amazing scholar. He brought to life all the amazing individuals. Jackie Robinson, and he brought that to life.
Yeah, I noticed he was in a lot of movies, movies that I didn't even know about.
Yeah, at such a young age. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Willie, that was really important, with understanding that, so that the younger generation too gets a better picture of these icons. And when another person that, as was extremely important, was Thurgood Marshall. and all the way up to this movie, or pretty much so many, like others, as I said, with Black Panther, no one thought that it would have ever had that kind of reception from all people, people of all different races and so forth. So it was exciting to do that, because as an educator, we have to take our young people, like where they are. And so this is another thing that I did, Willie, just for the uniqueness of the program. I salute teachers, because teachers, they should not have to have or hold the entire responsibility of educating our students. And what they do from K through 12 is really amazing. They prepare them for college. They have prepared them for Hudson Valley Community College, and that's a pretty amazing thing. And then at Hudson Valley Community College, we prepare them for their for the next college, or for the other SUNY schools specifically, whether or not it's to finish or their course or whatever they feel or how they feel about what they want to do with their career. If it's a four-year, or as you know, it goes all the way up to the PhD. So, that's exciting also. And what I've done, I also created or updated the Kwanzaa fact book and the curriculum. So all of the teachers, or any teachers through K through 12 throughout the Capital Region, they have that, or they can use that. And also with the students, I offer a Q&A. Based on the schedule, of course, with the students as well, so that, again, the students can see or actually view the entire program, and then have the Q&A. And then the teachers, of course, because now with COVID, everyone, more or less because of their budgets are really limited, they are able to just click on the virtual presentation and the booklet, and also the the curriculum for the students as well. So,
where are some of the places that have you shown this project?
Well, as I mentioned, Willie, it's a virtual one. And, because clearly with the COVID, it's very difficult. And within the schools, and as you know, many of them, they open and they close depending on what is happening as far as COVID is concerned. So I was pleased to have a response. Oh, it was actually a immediate response from Albany High School, because they have over 2,000 students there. Mm-hmm. And also Islamic school there, in Schenectady. And he was a former student of mine, and now he is the president of the school at Hudson Valley Community College, with the faculty or staff. Anyone who wants the copy or the video, share with their students also. So it's like a win-win situation. And all of this is because I work at such an amazing college where we have the technology and we can do all these things.
Right. But I want to say, too, that you have a history, a amazing history of doing things in terms of Black education. Why don't you tell the audience a little bit about you?
Oh, gee, that's always hard. And actually, my mentors and also when I'm on with programs, I just do things. This is natural to me. And I don't really, let's put it this way. It wasn't until recently, or when I say recently, probably like the last decade, when I was really surprised that not everyone feels that way about contributing or giving back. Too many of us today are more concerned about our titles, our trophies, our trinkets, instead of our primary role should be, or at least in my opinion, should be higher education. If you're in higher education, then you should make sure that education is higher for the students, because we underlook the fact that our students, as quaint as this might sound, they are our future.